Can you tell me how you came to be at Hungry Jack's yesterday when this drama unfolded?
Well, basically, I just went there with my son to get a drink and an ice cream. I went through drive-thru, parked in the parking lot, just sat in the car and shared my ice cream with my son. And then afterwards, I got out just to have a quick cigarette and noticed the woman standing around and wandering sort of back and forth with the knife. And that's when I called the police.
If you're sitting there in the car having an ice cream with your son, seeing someone wandering around the car park with a knife, would it be something that would make you feel frightened in the first place?
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, I got obviously an instant adrenaline rush, jumped straight back in the car and locked the doors and just watched her like a hawk the entire time. Basically, that whole time she was just wandering around aimlessly, just as everyone describes, she was just zombie-like, offering her own world.
Do you think that drugs may have been playing a role in this situation?
Obviously, I'm not 100% sure, but I definitely suspected that it was a possibility, either that or that she was mentally unstable were my, you know, first impressions of her when I saw her.
You were the first person to be alerted to what was happening and you contacted authorities. Did you see what transpired after that? Did you see this woman being shot?
I didn't see the specific moment that she was shot as I was trying to move my car to a safer place. I tried parking on the other side of a van just so that in case there was any ricochet bullets or stray bullets, you know, it wouldn't, you know, my son was safe. And so at the very moment that she was shot, I heard it as I was getting out of my car to look around the front of the van. And just as I looked around the front of the van, I saw her fall after I heard the shot. And I saw leading up to that, as I was driving past, you know, where it was all going on to find a better spot, I saw them using the capsicum spray and pointing the guns at her and, you know, yelling at her. And obviously I heard everything as well. You know, them telling her to get down on the ground and, you know, she was trying to evade them.
You saw the moments just before, but you didn't see the moment she was shot. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I saw the moments before and after. I didn't see the exact moment that she was shot, but I certainly heard it.
I mean, it's probably something that you're pretty pleased that you didn't see.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably the reason that I've been able to deal with it so well. I think if I'd actually seen the moment that she was shot, I might be a lot more distraught.
How old is your son? He's obviously fine, too young to know really what went on.
Yeah, he had no idea. He's nearly one and a half, so he was oblivious to the whole thing, really.